109 Tevei, Rabbi Eliezer, Binyamin, Silbiger.
Start? Good morning, everybody. I'd like to say a few horas on Parshas Vayechi. Rashi starts off, Vayechi Yaakov, Parsha Zu Stuma. This is a Parsha Stuma. What does a Parsha Stuma mean? Normally, between the one Parsha and the next, in the Sefer Torah, you have a break of 8 oisyos. And here, anyone who's seen the Sefer Torah, any Kohenim or Aliyah this week knows it's very hard to find Vayechi Yaakov. It's bang in the middle of the page. So why is this Parsha Stuma? So the Mefarshim asked, how do you know that this is a new Parsha at all? Maybe Vayigash Vayechi is all one. Who says it starts a new Parsha by Vayechi Yaakov? So the Tirutzim, we've got a Kabbalah, it's a new Parsha. I saw in the Sefer B'chayr Shair, that is from the Mechaba of the Tzvuas Shair on Hilchus Shechita, on Hilchus Treifus. At the back there's Ha'oras on Shas, on Gemara. He writes Pshat in our Rashi, in our Chazal, that there's a klal in the Gemara, M'sachim, Ein Muktum U'mu'ucha Batoira. His Parshas are not in the right order. There could be sometimes one Parsha which happened later, and the next Parsha happens before that. There's no Seder in the Parshas of the Torah. Says the Bechayr Shoyer, it says at the end of Parshas V'yigash, V'yachzu ba v'yifru v'yirbu ma'oid. Klal Yisrael, we're multiplying ma'oid a lot. And then it starts V'yichi Yaakov. And Chazal say in the Medrash that the ribui, the multiplying Klal Yisrael only started after Yaakov died. And it also says in Chazal that the Shibud only started after Yaakov died. So the multiplying started when the Shibud started. Comes out from this that when Yaakov was still alive, there wasn't any V'yifru V'yir B'moid. So V'yigash finishes off V'yifru V'yir B'moid. And the next Parashat starts V'chi Yaakov, it's Shalai Kaseida. It's Ein Mukta Mucha Batoira. But the Gemara says, the Klal of Ein Mukta Mucha Batoira is only by two Parashas. In one Parasha itself, there's always a right Seida. So it must be this is a new Parasha, because if it's Shalai Kasidron, it can't be the same Parasha, it must be a new Parasha. Because only by a new parasha you say in Mukta Mucha Batoira. Beautiful pshat, Bechayr Shoyer. Agav, someone showed me Rabbeinu Peretz in Psochim writes that the reason why in Mukta Mucha Batoira, why the parasha isn't, the Torah is not written Kaseida, because if the Torah would be written in the right order as it should be, then a person would be able to look inside the Torah and create things, be a boyri. Like Rabbeinu Shlomo Misakel writes at Bar Alma, if the Torah would be in the right order, he'd be able to look in the Torah and make his own creations.
I must make a slight protest. You use the correction right order. The right order is the right, is the correct
right.
Order is in the Torah.
Definitely. The right order is the way it's written.
Order.
Chronological order, right. The Balaturim is Mavur different, unlike the Bechayr Shoy. The Balaturim writes, beginning of our parasha, V'yifru v'yirbu ma'oid. He brings from Chazal that Lo Meis Yaakov Avinu Ad Shera Shloshim Riboy Mibonov. He saw 30,000, that means 300,000 of his children Eniklach. That's half of Klal Yisrael. Half of Klal Yisrael had already grown before Yaakov Avinu was Nifta. So he says, it says in Pasuk Yifru V'Yirbu Ma'oid, one Ma'oid, and it says in Parashas Shemois V'Yachzuba, this is V'Yifu V'Nes V'Poru V'Yishutu V'Yirbu V'Yatzmu B'Ma'oid Ma'oid. Their Klal Yisrael was 600,000, so there's two Ma'oids. So one Ma'oid is half of that, was 300,000. So according to the Balatorium, it is in the right order, chronological order. First, Yifru V'yirbu Ma'oid, 300,000, and later on comes V'chi Yaakov. So to feed that pshat, we still need a pshat, why, how do you know it's a new parasha? And there's two other terutzim in the Mefarshim. The pasuk continues, Yaakov called his son Yosef, and he says to him, if I only find favor in your eyes, then you should do a chesed v'emes al nosir grein b'mitzrayim. Later on, v'yoyim erishov ali, he says, make a shavuot to me. Promise me that you're going to take me out of Mitzrayim when I die. So the Meral Diskin asks, why does Yaakov ask Yosef abakosha, imno matzasi chein b'necha? Why doesn't he say, you have to take me out of Mitzrayim? Why is he only asking such a subtle bakosha? And after that, he says, make a shvur. Says the Meral Diskin of Goinus, if Yaakov would have been mitzavahim, would have told him a clear tzivui, they have to take me out of Mitzrayim, then the shvua wouldn't have been chal later on. Because we have a klal, ein shvua chala al dvar mitzvah. Because ein shvua chala al shvua. And in dvar mitzvah you have to be mekayim. So he especially didn't make it sivui at the beginning that Yosef shouldn't be mechuyev al kibud av. So if he's not mechuyev, so there's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. The shvua will be chal later on. And he wanted the shvua to be a shvua. From this Maril Diskin once he's a big chiddush. If a person knows his father's got a certain rotzen for a certain thing, even though his father wasn't mitzvah him, there's no mitzvah kibud av. Because here it says clearly his father, im norma tzosachim benech, he knows his father wants that he should take him out of Mitzrayim. But there's no mitzvah kibud av. The Ramban says that the reason of the shvur here, after he was ready mitzvah him, was not for Yosef. The Ramban writes, once Yosef knew that his father wanted him to take him out to Mitzrayim after he dies, then Yaakov was never choshed Yosef, they wouldn't do it. Yosef never needed a shvur. Lo Yaakov choshed b'vnoi ha-tzadik. He never was choshed his son, the tzadik ha-ov, lo sheyamrel mitzvahs oviv, they should do against the mitzvah of his father. That the shvur was only k'day that Pari should agree. If Pari knows that Yosef made the shvur for this, he'll readily agree they should do it. So that's what Yosef said. Vayoymar. When Yaakov first told him, "Noam tozchi menecha," Vayoymar says to Rabban, "Onoichi ethek edvarecha. I myself will do like your words. I don't need a shvur." Obishavali was the tzerech Pari. The Pari should agree to it. So the positive is weiter. Achra advarim meile. Yosef was told the father's not well. He brought his two sons. Menashe and Ephraim. Vayar Yisrael b'nei Yosef, v'yemri mi eile. Who are these? Vayemi Yosef, b'nei heim, asher nosan li, elukim bozeh. So the Zohar Kodesh writes that whenever it says mi eile is a broken up Shem Hashem. It's really elukim. Eile is aleph lamed hei, and the mi is the yud mem. It's elukim broken up. But the shleimus of elukim is a Shem elukim. So whenever it says mi eile, there's something's gone wrong. So Yaakov saw these children, and obviously didn't see that they were what they should be. So he says, "Mi eile," and Yosef says, "No, ashnosan li elikim bozeh. There's nothing wrong with them. He showed the shtak suba. They are children which come from elikim." You find a similar thing by Yosef, by Esav. Esav met Yaakov, and he said about Yaakov's children, "Mi eile loch," and Yaakov answered, "Heilodim ashechonan elikim esav decho." They are not mi'eile, they are lekim. They are getlich kinder. Rashi says, mehechen yosu eilu she'enim ru'uim nebrocha. Pashuta is a g'nai, meaning, who are these children that the brocha can't mechala them? Yaakov saw something wrong with them. I once heard from the Ardonka Rebbe, he said in the name of a Mitzian Babava, when a boy is by mitzvah, then the father says, baruch shepetrani me'on she'shalazeh. So Yaakov saw these children, he saw how great they were in Mitzrayim. He says, "Mehechin yotzu elu she'enim ru'im lebrocha." It's not right to say on them Baruch Shabbatrani. They're such special children, one doesn't need to say Baruch Shabbatrani on them. Positive weiter that Yaakov wanted to give a brocha to Menashe and Ephraim. So Yaakov said, as the positive says, "Ve'yvarachim b'yemahu le'moy yisimeich yisimcha elikim kefraim b'chimnashe." So Targum Yosef ben Zil writes, "Vivorachim b'yomahu, b'yomah demhulta," on the day of the bris. So the Ksav Sefer asks, why on the day of the bris, dafka? Why not? Whenever you bench a child, you should say, "Yisimcha elikim kefraim chimnasha." The Ksav Sefer asks another kasha, that Ephraim we know is very great. Menashe came secondary to him, also very great, we can't imagine how great Menashe was, but he came secondary to Ephraim. So if Yaakov is giving a bracha, what people should always give, Simcha Elikim Kephraim Mechim Menashe, if he said Kephraim, which is the greater one, why is he saying Menashe afterwards? Menashe is the second. You don't give a bracha like this and like that. You give a bracha more and more and more. Don't go down. So Redi Nichlal in Ephraim is Redi Nichlal Menashe. So the Ksav Sofer says a big yesoid in how one should be mechanech his children. He said this by the b'mitzvah of his son. He writes, Reb Simcha Bunim, the Ephraim was a godel b'toira, his mashamash Yaakov, Yaakov lived with him. Menashe was definitely very, very great. It was oisig mo b'tzorche habayis, like it's mu'un chazal. And Klal Yisrael need both. They need a Menashe, they need a Ephraim. The same Mechina as Yisachar and Zvulun. Yisachar is totally only for Ruchnias, and Zvulun is who helps him out, supports him, and also is a Elchid. So the Ksav Sefer writes that someone who's not like Ephraim can always be like Menashe afterwards. But someone who starts off being like Menashe, it's very hard to be an Ephraim after that. So he says, Simcha lekim kefraim v'chim nashe. On the yom of the mehulta, on the day that a child has a bris, and he goes, starts being mechanachim, and you give the bracha to the child, they should grow up to be like Ephraim. A child, you want to be mechanach, they should be a god of a Torah, he should be completely ibigagaven to Torah. And if that doesn't work out, then you can be a Menashe, a kefraim v'chim nashe. That's where Menashe comes second. And the yom of the mehulta dafka, the beginning. The beginning has to be, you have to start, have a great sheifas for the children. And whatever will be, like the saying goes, you have to aim for the stars and you will reach the sky. Later on, Yaakov gives a bracha to Yosef. V'niyasati shchem achad alachecha asher lekachti met amori b'charbi v'kashti. B'charbi v'kashti means with my sword and my arrow. So Rashi says it means he chachmosius philosi, my chachma my tefillah. The uncle says, b'char b'vkashi means b'tzloisi uvavu'usi. Both of them are lashon of tefillah. One's tzloisi and one's uvavu'usi. What's the difference between tzloisi and uvavu'usi? So there's a famous briskerov who says there are two types of tefillahs. There's tefillahs hakvois, the lashon, which the anshkenes agdolei were masakin. We say Shachres, Shemuna Esra. Those are the tefillos which are called Seloisi. But Usi are a person's own tefillos. Sometimes a person adds in, he has a Chayle, or he adds in the end of Shemuna Esra, and the end of the Brachas. He can add in his own tefillos, he needs his own personal Bakasha, then he asks the Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's Bava Usi, a Gebet, something he asks himself. So the Briskrov says that the Seloisi, the tefillos Kavuot, which are Anshik Nesak Dolu Wemasakan, are compared to a Cherev. And your own tefillahs are compared to a keshes. What's the chilek between a cherev and a keshes? A cherev, a spear, is a sword is very sharp. If you touch it, you can get a cut. It's very, very sharp. You don't have to put much power into it to cut. If someone's close to you, you can poke him with a sword or you can hurt him very badly. Keshes, on the other hand, not so sharp. End of the keshes, I don't know how much it'll do to you if you touch it in your hand. The nekuda of keshes is that you have to, a bow and arrow, you have to pull back very, very hard. The further you pull back, the further with more power it'll go and the more damage it'll do. If you pull back a little bit, it won't do much. If you pull back very far, it'll do a very lot. It says the Biskarov that the tefillos hakavois, the tefillos which anshkenes agdolei were masakan, are be'etzem powerful. They're a cherev. Even if you don't have so much kavana, but the tefillos themselves can do a very, very lot. The bavu'usi, which is the kashti, your own tefillos, those have to, you have to put a lot of power into, a lot of kavana. If you don't put kavana into it, it doesn't do much. The more kavana you put into it, the more it does. That's why Chazal say, someone who has a choyle b'seich b'esoy, yelech eitz l'chocham, v'yevakish olav rachamim. Why not go to a chocham? Because a chocham will put a lot of kavana into it. He can be malad its filler properly, like a keshes. Possible writer Yaakov calls his sons together. He asked v'agido lachem esas yikra lachem ve'achris hayomim. I want to tell you what's going to be at the end of the days, and he gives them all the brachas. So Rashi says, and also mentioned Rashi at the beginning of the parasha, ve'achris hayomim. He wanted to tell them what's going to be at the end of the days when Moshiach is going to come. Because Yaakov legales esaket v'nistalkim v'neshkin. Neshkin went away from him, and he didn't know when the case was. Like Shmuel took away from him the ability to be able to megale when Mashiach will come. So the Gemara, it really comes from a Gemara this, in Psachim Nunvav, the Gemara elaborates exactly what happened. Yaakov wanted to be megale to them the case. Nistalki men Ashkina, Omar, as Yaakov said, Shema yesh pasul bazari, maybe one of my children are not kosher. Otherwise, why should the Shkina go away from me? So the Shvatim says straight away, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elekeinu Hashem Echad. Just like in your heart, Yaakov, if you only have one Hashem Echad, also all of us have only Hashem Echad. We have no other machshavos, we have no other psul. We are all kosher. And Yaakov answered on that, Baruch Shem Kavoid Machus Elohim Vayed. The Makor of Baruch Shem is not a pasuk like a lot of people think. It comes from a Gemara. This is what Yaakov said back to the Shvatim when they said Shema Yisrael. He answered Baruch Shem Kavoid Machus Elohim Vayed. Amr Rabbanan, the Gemara says, Chazal said, what should we do? Should we say Baruch Shem after Shema Yisrael? Loi Amrei Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it. You look in the Torah. Doesn't say Shema Yisrael Shem Elokein Shem Echad. Doesn't say Baruch Shem after that. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say Baruch Shem. So we shouldn't say it because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it. On the other hand, Loi Nei Meir, should we not say it? Amrei Yaakov. Yaakov did say it. Hiskinu Loi Mevachashoi. The Mesakim should say it quietly. This Gemara is a Chidos Tumah. It's a riddle. There's a lot of Pshatim in it. I want to say a Pshat from the Nesivus. The Nesivus wrote a lot of Svarim. He wrote a Sefer Nagadato called Emes Liakov. Small thing, Sefer Emes Liakov and a goddess of Chazal. So in Pesachim Nun Vav, he writes the following. So he asks two kashas. He asks a few kashas, I'll say two of them. One of them is, why did Yaakov say Baruch Shem, and why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu say Baruch Shem? And number two, if saying Baruch Shem is a Gnai, because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it, so what does it help to say it B'chashoy quietly? We shouldn't be saying that at all. If we say it quietly, extra work can still hear it. So Nesiva says, a gracious sight. Yaakov Avinu lived before Matan Torah. The Avos, the Kedoshim, they lived before Matan Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu lived after Matan Torah. It was Matan Torah in his lifetime. Before Matan Torah, the way a person can be Meyachit HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with Shema Yisrael. There was no Torah, no mitzvahs. The way a person is Mefarsim Shem Kvoid Malchusu in this world is by being Mefarsim that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Echad, he's the only one who's got the Koyach, like Avraham Avinu did, as we know, and Yitzchak and Yaakov. So Yaakov, when he heard Shema Yisrael, he said, Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchusu. This is the way that the Kvoid Malchusu will be known in the world, through the Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, through knowing that Hashem is one. Says the Nesivus, but after the Torah was given, this is not enough. The Torah is mechayev us to keep the Torah and the mitzvahs. If we keep the Torah and the mitzvahs, then we can be mefarsim the shame of Hashem in this world. If you don't keep the Torah and mitzvahs, even though you're meyachit HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not enough. You're not yotze with that. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say Baruch Shem after Shema Yisrael, because he didn't want people to make a mistake by thinking that Baruch Shem Kavoid Machusoy, that means the Shem Kavoid Machusoy, should be known in this world through Shema Yisrael alone. Otherwise, a person would think, I'll go around, I'll be Meachet Shem Hashem, I'll let everyone know there's anyone, one Hashem, but I won't keep Torah mitzvahs, they'll think it's enough. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it. So Yaakov said it because it's for Matan Torah. Moshe didn't say it because it was after Matan Torah when you have to keep the mitzvahs. So Chazal didn't know what we should do. Should we say it? Shouldn't we say it? Skinu loy mevachashoy. The Masakim should say it quietly. What was quietly? The Nesiva says quietly means that we have to know that even today we have a te'eles. Even though we have to 40 b'kira Torah mitzvahs, but we have a te'eles from the Yichud Hashem, meaning we've still got an inyan of being meyachit HaKadosh Baruch Hu and being farasim shem kvoid mechusu through that. How is that? If a person unfortunately doesn't have enough Torah mitzvahs, he doesn't feel the Torah mitzvahs are in place, then he can think, I can be zeicha to the good hashpahs of Hashem through b'meyachid Shem Hashem. And then Nesivus writes, that's what we say at the end of Tachanun, on Mondays and Thursdays. V'imloy lemanenu, and if not for us, that means we've got to know the chus of Torah mitzvahs, leman chapa'al, v'al tashchis zeicha shirtenu, v'choyin oim ha'meyachdim shimcha p'mayim v'chol yoyim. Choyin oim means give a matnas chinam. Give us a matnas chinam. Even though we haven't got a zchus to our Torah mitzvahs. Our Torah mitzvahs is not enough. But give us a matnas chinam because we'll miyachid the Shem Hashem every day. Pamayim achal yoim Shema Yisrael Hashem Nekin Hashem Echad. That's we finish off. I'll be this in Sivis. I thought of a beautiful pshat in Slichus, which we say on Erev Yom Kippur. There's the pizmoin we say in Erev Yom Kippur is mocha yeh ois hazeh. Bama kadim ve'ikaf Penela Yikach Sheikhat. A person comes in Kippur, Ervin Kippur, he feels he hasn't got anything. To what can I come towards a Kishborhu? Penela Yikach Sheikhat, a Kishborhu doesn't take any Sheikhat. Of Yadi Ein Mas, Val Zois Libi Yifchot. I've got no Maisim, a Chomish Kantayra, a Chomish Kamitzvus. I've got nothing to present a Kishborhu with when I come to the Yim Adin of Yim Kippur. Aval Ato, Bezochri, Malchus, Shem Ham Yuchod. Now and remember the Malchus, Shem Ham Yuchod. Val Zois Ani Boiteach. On that I'm relying on. I haven't got the Torah mitzvahs, but I've got what we say every day, Hashem Echad. This is a beautiful hashlama for the vart of the Nesivas. Because Baruch Shem comes from this week's parasha, it comes from the Gemara, which Yaakov Avinu said Baruch Shem. I'll elaborate a little bit more on a few points on it. The Zohar HaKadosh writes that the Malachim, which are next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says in Pasuk, Sheish Kenafayim, they have six wings. So the Zohar writes, on each one of the wings it says one word. Baruch, Shem, Kavoid, Machusa, Eloilam, Void. That's what it says on the six wings. And the Gemara Chagigi, Yud Gimel on the base writes, that in one Pasuk it's a cost of Echad Oyma, Sheish Kenafayim, Le'echad. The cost of Echad Oyma, another Pasuk writes, Arba Kenafayim, only four. Loikasha kam bisman shabisa migdash kayim kam bisman shayim bisa migdash kayim. Bishas the bisa migdash was kayim, there was six kenafayim, and later on two kenafayim were lost. The malachim only had four kenafayim.
So which ones were missing?
Which ones are missing? So we've got Baruch Shem Kvayim Mechus Leila Vajr Zodaya writes, a keneged was written on each one of the wings. Which two are missing nowadays? So the Vilna Gaon, and I found the same part in the Rebbe of Meilech, the Noam Elimelech, he writes that the two that are missing nowadays are the middle two, Kvoid Malchusay. We've got Baruch Shem, Lo'il and Vaid, but we haven't got Kvoid Malchusay. The covet of the Malchus Hashem is, unfortunately, in Galus nowadays, we don't see the true covet of Malchusay. On the other hand, the Abdur of Oiv Yisrael writes, he argues, and he brings the Rebbe of Meilech, he argues, and he says the two that are missing are Lo'il and Vaid, the last two. The Baruch Shem, Kvoid Malchusay, the Lo'il and Vaid are missing nowadays. So the Vilna Gaon and the Rebbe Melech both say a beautiful pshat in Musaf of Sholosh Regalim. We say, Avinu Malkeinu, Gale Kvoid Malchuscha Aleinu Meheira. HaKshbarach Shem Gale Kvoid Malchuscha Aleinu Meheira. The Kvoid Malchuscha you're missing nowadays. Those two are missing. HaKshbarach Shem Rebi Megale to us and it should be Sheish Kenafayim. The Abdur of the Ev Yisrael writes in Pashas Vayeshev that the two that are missing are La'olam Void. And he says in the Pasuk, Achecha Royim Bishchem, Achecha Royim is going on Klal Yisrael and Golus. Klal Yisrael are hanging around. Achecha Royim Bishchem is Baruch Shem Kvoid Machusay. But we're missing the Lail and Void. And he says, that's Peshat what we say after Kedusha, L'doir v'doir nagin d'olecha, or l'neitzach netzachim k'shoscha nakdish, v'shivchacha elekeinu mipinu lo yomush. It shouldn't be removed anymore, Lail and Void, the Lail and Void. We should get the Lail and Void back, which is missing. I saw in the Koshnas Magen writes Bishloim Echa. We say at the end of Sim Shalim, V'toyu Ebenecha Levorach Samch Yisrael B'chalesi V'chalshah Bishloim Echa. Bishloim Echa is Rosh Hateva's Baruch Shem Kavoid Mechusay L'Olam Vaid. Then there's a Shleimus, or the Shalim of Malchus Shemaim, is only when there's all six and there's a whole Baruch Shem. Nowadays Baruch Shem is missing. Carry on with another point in the Brachas. Yisachar Chamoir Garem Roy Veitz bin Mishmasoim. Vayar Menucha Kitoiv, Vesoraz Kino Emo, Vayet Shichmu Lispoil, Vayhi Lamas Oyved. There's different Mahalchim in Rashi, what Lamas Oyved means, or it means to be Paskin Halachas of Torah, or it means to tax collect, literally. I saw a very nice remez brought in the name of the Sefer. Machsoif Halovan from Yaakov Abuchasera. He writes, Lemas Oyved. The Ramah Mipano writes that the Gemara says in Chagiga, Daftesim Abbas, Vishavtim Reisem, Ben Oyved Hashem, Ben Tzadik Larosha, Ben Oyved Hashem Leleavodai. So the Gemara asks, what's the difference between Tzadik Rosh, Oyved Hashem Leleavodai? The Gemara says that Oyved Hashem Leleavodai are both Tzadikim. It's not doima someone who learns his Gemara 100 times or someone who learns it 101 times. So the Ramah Mipana writes that the Sar, the Malach who's Mamun on Shikha, is called Samach Mem. The Samach Mem. And Samach Mem is Gematria 100. And a person to be Miskaver on the Samach Mem has to go to 101. So you have to learn 101 times and then you get out of the Shia Shikha, you won't forget your learning, and you'll be called Ovid Hashem. Ovid Hashem Le'avada, you made a difference, just learning one time. So the Machsef Alovin writes, that's Shatavihila Mas Ovid. Yisachar was one of his loymei Torah. He took the lemas, mas is the samach mem, oived, and he turned into oived Hashem by being the avodoi. Oived Hashem, lashloy avodoi. The oived Hashem was 101 times. That's how many times Yisachar learned until he was the true godel b'Torah. I saw the Chasam Seif in Avtoira of Shabbat Godel, where this posuk is brought. The Shabbat Meisim in Tzadik the Rasha, he also brings the Ramah Mipano, and he says, Gewald Geremez, says in the posuk in Tehillim, Kuf Yutes, Me'oivai tachakmeini mitzvusecha ki le'oilam hi li. Literally means, Me'oivai, David HaMelech said, Me'oivai, more than my oivim, more than doyeg in Achitoifel, tachakmeini mitzvusecha, Shvorch who gave me chochma, ki le'oilam hi li, because the Torah was always, I was always with the Torah. The Chasam Seif says, I'll pee this Ramah Mipano, Me'oivai, the oiv is the Samach Mem, who wants us to forget learning, who wants us not to learn too many times. Me'oivai tachakmein mitzvusecha. Me'oivai, I learned more than the oivai, more than Samach Mem. I learned 100 times, 101 times I learned. Ki le'oilam hi li, and through that, the Torah always stayed with me, I never forgot it. And he says the Sofer Tevis of this pasuk, Me'oivai tachakmein mitzvusecha ki le'oilam hi li, is 101. Yeah, the Yud, Yud, Chof, the Yud, the Mem, the Aleph, and the Yud. Hope we can work it out. 101 exactly. So we've got to really have a shaykh for this, learning 101 times. I don't know how many times people learn nowadays. But the Tanya writes in the Kutei Amorim that the point of 100 and 101 was that in the olden days people used to learn 100 times. The general way to learn was to learn something 100 times. So if someone learns more than that, he does a little bit more, he learns 101 times, he's already called Oved Hashem, because he's got himself out of the normal way that people do. Do a little bit more, you're already called Oved Hashem. Just doing the general, you're a loyal avodai. So if person, if we learn nowadays, maybe let's say 2 times, 3 times, but a person learns one more time, he's already more than the regular, he's already Oved Hashem nowadays. The Pasuk is right, by Yosef, Ben Peres Yosef, Vatesha Ve'esan Kashtoi, by Yefoz Yisrael Yodov, there's two Mahalchim in Rashi, what this means. The second Mahalchim in Rashi is that this is going on, his Nisoyin with the Eishas Poitifar, and he was Miskabir, Medea Ve'yakov, meaning through Yaakov Avinu, who Yaakov was nearest the Lot and Mustu Yekinishal Oviv, like we saw in Pashas Ve'yeshev, and that he was Miskabir on the Nisoyin. So Gemara says in Sota, Yosef was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim Baseise, and Yehuda was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim Begolui. When Yehuda was Moida, Tzadik Mimeni, he was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim Begolui. Yosef was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim Baseise. What was Eishes Poitifar? Baseise no one saw. So Gemara says, Yosef was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim Baseise, Nit Yosef lo Yos Achas Al Shemoy. Eidus behe Yosef Somoy, Baseise Le'ez Mitzrayim. He got one extra hey, Yosef, Yehosef Somoy. And Yehuda was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim Begolui. He got the whole Shem Hashem in his name. Yehuda is Yud Kei Vav Kei plus a Dalet. What's the connection between Mekadesh Shem Shemayim Baseise and getting one Ois? So I saw in the same Sefer Bechor Shoyer, yeah, from the Tzvua Shoyer, Rabbi Alexander Sender Shoyer, in Soit Yudam Abbas. He writes that we say in Rosh Hashanah, in Kippur, M'chil Maminim, Halon Baseise V'tzeil Shakai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who lodges in concealment, in shadow, the Almighty, the Rebbeinu Shlom, hides himself. Halom b'seisim b'tzeil. So he says, the Mefarshim right, the pshat in this is, sometimes the Shem Hashem is hidden. Sometimes it's godly. We see the Shem Elikim. Sometimes it's hidden. When is it hidden? If it's a gematri or remez, Rosh Hashanah. So Yosef got one letter added, the hey. Hey is made out of a dalad and a little piece, which is a vav. So dalad and a vav together is 10, gematri of 10, which is two hays. So Yosef already has got in his name a Yud and a Vav. So we're adding the two Hey, he says now the whole Shem Hashem. But how is that? That's hidden that. So Yosef, Mekadesh Shem Shemayim Baseiser, he got only the Shem Hashem hidden in his name. Yehuda, which was a greater Kiddush Shem Shemayim, Mekadesh Shem Shemayim Begolui, he got the whole name Begolui, Yud Kei Vav Kei, clearly. Maybe it was Hashem Ha'asid, maybe. They have to shove the whole Shem Hashem inside it. Says right in the brachas of Yosef, Lekod koid nizir echov. Birchas vicha gavru, tenel reish Yosef, Lekod koid nizir echov. Yosef is called a nizir echov, separated from his brothers. So the Sfas Emes in Pashas V'yeshev writes in the name of his grandfather, the Chiddush Yerim, that the chilek between Yosef and Yehuda was that Yosef was a kodosh v'nivdal, totally separated, built Yil Hashem levadoi. And Yehuda brought the Nyali Kedusha also to the masses. Vel amoy to the enu, it says about Yehuda in Parshas Leisa Brocha. The Chushirim says that was also the machlekes between different Gedolim, different Rebbes. Some of them held they should have only a few Talmidim and it should all be Kedusha Elyon. And others had to do with everyone, the masses, and they brought the Kedusha to even the Poshet dimension. There's a lot they say in Parshas V'Yeshev about Nirsa, when Yosef had in his son, Eishes Poitifera, Demus Tuyuknoi Shel Aviv Nirsa Loi. The Demus Tuyuknoi of his father suddenly appeared to him, and through that he was Miskaber on the Nisoyan. So they bring this vat in the name of Rabbi Yosef Mivarki, the Sefer Zecha Tzadik. He writes that Machleikus between Yosef and Yaakov was, does a person have to go dressed like a Yid? Yaakov felt the person could dress like a Yid, and through that he could be a true Yid. Yosef felt no, he could be dressed like a mensch, like an Englishman, and he could still be Yirei Shemaim, still work and doing everything right. That's what Yosef held. Yosef was Misalf al-Basaroi, whatever that means, but according to this vart, it means he was dressing fancy. And then you have the Nisoyon of Eishes Poitifar, like it says, at the Misalf al-Basaroi, and the Megara B'chor HaSadoiv. Nearest Eloi, the Mus Tuyokan Shel Aviv. Pashas, it means that the Deus Tuyokan, Yaakov appeared to him, he saw his father, and he got a shock. So the vart they say is, like it says in the end of Kesubas, Nirin Divri Admoin. Nirin means, it seems more correct, the words of Admoin. A few Mishnayos, and Nirin Divri Admoin. Yosef realized when he had the Nisoyon of Poitifar that Yaakov was right. Nirin, nearest Loi, the Mus Tuyokan Shel Aviv. The Mus Tuyokan, his father used to dress, his father used to look. Nearest Loi, he realized that is the true way to dress. That's how he does to dress. If not, the person can have big Nisoyon, just like he saw. So then he backed out from his Shetah and he held that person has to go dress like a Yid, because they shouldn't have any Nisoyonus. So this is not a stira to the Vat of the Chedush Rim, which says that Yosef was Nazir Echov, Kodesh Muvdul, because that was after he realized, after the Nirsa, the Musa Yekne Shel Aviv, then he realized that the person must be a Kodesh, a Nivdal, not like the Goyim, totally separated, and then he can live like a true Yid. You see the importance of dressing like a Yid. Go to the end of the parasha now. Yaakov Avinu was Nifta, and the brothers took him, Yosef and his brothers took him to Eretz Yisrael. V'yikra Yosef Oras Tia Machpelo. V'yashev Yosef Mitzrayim. Yosef returned to Mitzrayim. Hu v'echov. V'chol ha'om itoy. V'chol ha'olim itoy. V'yiru achi Yosef kimeis aviem. The brothers saw that the father died. V'yomru lu yistemeinu Yosef. Maybe Yosef will hate us. V'hoshev Yosef lonas kol harash gemalnu Yosef. Return to us all the bad. They were scared now, only Yosef didn't do anything because Yaakov was still alive. Now Yaakov is nifter, so Mamela he'll return all the bad that they did to him. So Medrash writes, what suddenly happened now? What triggered when they're on the way back? The Medrash Rabbah writes that they were going past the boir that they threw Yosef inside, and Yosef looked inside, he looked inside, and he carried on walking. That's what the brothers saw. So the Medrash writes that the brothers assumed that the reason he looked into the boy was lelaboy sinosoy, to flare up his sinner again, to be able to return all the bad they had done. And the Tanchuma, if you look at Meir Tanchuma, the Meir Tanchuma writes that Yosef looked inside the boy to be able to, he said the brocha baruch sheosoli nes b'mokim hazeh. He was thrown into the boy of Chashem HaKrab and he got saved. He really went to say a brocha. The brothers saw him going lelaboy sinosoy, and he truly went to say baruch sheosoli nes. So I saw in the Sefer V'yev Yosef, a Gewaldige Sefer from Reb Leib Friedman, at Tzaddik Reb Leib Friedman used to come here to England sometimes, some years ago, I don't remember. He wrote the Sefer V'yev Yosef to explain the whole parasha of Yosef and the brothers, what we can learn out from it. Of course, we can't truly understand it because the Shvatim was Shifte Kalk, we've got no idea who they were. But there's Limudim for us to take out for it, something we have to learn from it. So he explains that the issue with the Shvatim against Yosef was that they had a Hanocha Keduma. That means they had a certain way they perceived Yosef from the beginning, and they held ra tumuna beliboy. They held as bad in his heart. Everything he did wasn't really not good, only for bad. They had this hanocha keduma, which they can never get out of. If a person has hanocha keduma about a certain person, you think that the person is bad. Whatever he does, you'll think he's doing bad, even if he's doing good. So it's very important not to perceive anyone in a bad light, especially the first time you see him. If you find out something about him, maybe yeah, but also not. But definitely not at the beginning. So when they saw him going to this point, they believed straight away that what's he doing? He must be trying to do some trouble. And really what he's going for, he's going to make a bracha of Baruch She'osah Li'Neis B'Makim Hazeh. So one of the limits we have to take out of this parasha, of the parasha of Yosef and his brothers, not to have any bad look on anyone. Always look at someone good. Throughout, we'll be zeicha to all the brachas in this week's parasha. Shabbos. Amen.